The star of our story today is Absalom, who was one of the sons of King David and who wanted to be the next king of Israel, even if by force. Here's what happened. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah killed, Nathan prophesied to David that the sword will never depart from your house, and that prophecy came true. David had many wives and many sons and daughters. Usually, a king's oldest son would become king upon his father's death. For David, that would be Amnon. But Amnon really messed up. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 13 that Amnon raped his half-sister Tamar, then refused to marry her and threw her out into the street. Tamar's brother Absalom was furious. He hated his half-brother Amnon, but waited 2 years to get revenge. Yeah, 2 years later, Absalom invited all of his brothers to a celebration. During the party, Absalom and his servants suddenly killed Amnon. Shocked, the other brothers ran away. News came to David that all of his sons had been murdered by Absalom. David nearly had a heart attack. But the news media got it wrong. A short time later, David's nephew came with the correct news. Absalom had only killed Amnon because of what Amnon had done to his sister Tamar and had fled from Israel. 3 years later, the commander of David's troops, Joab, convinced David to allow Absalom to return to Jerusalem. David said that Absalom could return to his own house, but could not come to the palace. David refused to see him. Now, the Bible says in 2 Samuel 14 that no one in Israel was as handsome as Absalom. He had long, thick hair that he had cut once every year, and the weight of the cut hair was about 5 pounds. For 2 years, David refused to see his son Absalom. But then Joab convinced David to see Absalom, and they reconciled, and they lived happily ever after. No, of course not. Absalom wanted to be the next king of Israel, but he realized that his past would be a problem. Killed my brother is never a good look on a resume. He knew his father David would never choose him to be his successor. So, Absalom reasoned, he must win over the hearts of the people. So, every day, Absalom would sit at the gate of Jerusalem and greet the people entering the city. He would ask them, "Are you coming to see my father, King David? Do you have a problem you want him to solve?" And if their answer was yes, Absalom would then tell them, "Well, my father David is getting very old. He probably can't help you. Oh, but if I were king, I would give you justice." Absalom was so good-looking and so charming that people loved him. He found a following of young men, sort of like an army. And then he waited. David was old, but not sick or dying. Finally, Absalom decided to not wait any longer for David to die. Absalom, with his army, would take the kingdom by force. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 15:13, a messenger came to David and said, "The people of Israel have turned their love from you to your son Absalom, and Absalom is coming with his men to take your place as king." Then David said to his servants, "We now must flee from Jerusalem. Absalom is coming and will try to kill us with the sword." David was probably thinking of how Absalom had murdered Amnon and Nathan's prophecy, "The sword shall never depart from your house." And so David and his family and servants fled Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Joab organized David's army of men to fight to keep David as king. Not all of the people of Israel wanted Absalom to be king. Actually, the majority still loved David. As the troops left, David instructed them to fight valiantly, but added in a loud voice, "Please do not kill my son Absalom." And they went off to battle. 20,000 men were killed in the battle. Absalom was riding on a mule, and when he rode under an oak tree with low branches, somehow his long, thick hair got caught up in a low branch, but the mule kept going, leaving Absalom hanging helplessly from the tree. One of Joab's soldiers saw him and reported the scene to Joab. "Did you kill him?" Joab demanded. "No, of course not," was the answer. "Why not? I would have given you 10 shekels of silver if you had," Joab lamented. "Well, even if you had offered 1,000 shekels of silver, I would not have killed Absalom," the soldier answered, "because I heard King David say to all of us, 'Do not kill my son Absalom.'" "Oh, for heaven's sakes, I'll do it myself," Joab said. And with that, Joab and some soldiers went. They found Absalom hanging by his hair from the oak tree and shot him with arrows and killed him. When Absalom's followers heard of his death, they left and went home. A messenger ran and told David the good news that his army had won the battle and David would continue being the king of Israel. "What about my son Absalom? Is he all right?" David asked.
I don't know about that," was the answer.
David was devastated when the next messenger gave him the bad news. Absalom was dead. As David's soldiers returned victorious to Jerusalem, they acted as if they had lost the battle because they knew their king was grieving. Joab took David aside and rebuked him, saying, "Your army fought to save your life and the lives of your family and servants, but you put them to shame by the way you're acting. Now get out there and thank your men."
"Yes, you're right," David said. "But Absalom, I mourn the loss of my beautiful son, Absalom."
King David's two oldest sons were dead. It was now up to David to decide which of his sons would be the next king upon his death. But we'll save that story for another day. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the story about David's son, Absalom. The fifth commandment reads, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth." We see in Absalom's life that his rebellion against his father resulted in his death. God, we ask you to help us to honor, respect, and obey our parents and those in authority over us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kids Moment with Dottie is a short-form podcast to engage you and your children with the Word of God. Dottie is the children's pastor at the Knoxville Christian Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. If you liked this podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe. For more information, visit KnoxvilleChristianCTR.org.